Dr. Harry Emerson Fosdick believed that the way we picture ourselves is often the way we turn out. He offered this advice. Hold a picture of yourself in your mind's eye, and you will be drawn toward it. Picture yourself vividly as defeated, and that alone will make victory impossible. Picture yourself as winning, and that will contribute immeasurably to success. Do not picture yourself as anything, and you will drift. The experiences of some athletes seem to confirm this belief. For instance, John Ulsis, a former pole vaulting champion, used daydreaming techniques before each meet. He would imagine himself winning. He would vividly picture himself clearing the bar at a certain height. He would go over all the details in his mind. He would picture the stadium and the crowds. He'd even imagine the smell of the grass and the earth. He said that this exercise of the imagination left memory traces in his mind that would later help his actual performance. Why would a mental vision of success help produce real success? Dr. Maxwell Maltz, a surgeon and author, says this. Your nervous system cannot tell the difference between an imagined experience and a real experience. In either case, it reacts automatically to information that you give it. It reacts appropriately to what you think or imagine to be true. He believes that purposeful daydreaming builds new memories in the brain. These positive memories improve a person's self-image, and self-image has an important effect on a person's actions and accomplishments.